it's wonderful to have you here, and I hope you won't be strangers. Listeners, if you want to find out more about Troutdale, go to ci.troutdale.or.us, and stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
The KBOO Community Radio Artist in Residence program assists artists working creatively with sound. Every year, one artist or one collaborative group of artists will be awarded 20 hours of studio recording and production time with a KBOO mixologist in order to create a piece of sound art that will be publicly presented at the end of the residency. The goals of the KBOO Artist Support Program are to support and invest in individuals who are pushing themselves artistically using sound, whose work will impact the cultural landscape of Portland, and to bring those artists into the dynamic KBOO community of local, national, and international artists and activists. Applications for the 2016 KBOO Artist in Residence are due February 12th at 5 p.m. More information and application materials are at kboo.fm/AIR2016.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, January 8th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We have Robert Lundahl is back today. We now do have a definite date, Who Are My People, as well as his two earlier films, one about the freeing and the restoration of the Elwha River. In fact, the first completely successful restoration of a river subsequent to dam removal. And then Song on the Water, another film about, again, indigenous people's rights to both land and water, and how treaties have been desecrated, and First Nations still hold their heads high and walk the earth proudly, because after all, this is their territorially, this is their land, which gets us into many of the questions that we here in Oregon face right now with this absurd, it would be absurd, you don't know whether to laugh or cry, a group calling themselves a militia group. That's, of course, Clive and Bundy and family, who took over, of all things, the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, a 30-minute drive from Burns, Oregon. This is very remote country. Then again, so is the Mojave. Apparently, corporate interests, some of them transnational, some of them offshore, believe that they have every right to come in and take whatever they want in the way of federal land and in the name of profit. So, that said, we have a little bit of context. The film, Who Are My People, will be shown. Just make a note of it when we're going to talk about the politics of land and First Nations. In fact, we're going to ask the most important question of all here. Should this not be resolved by government-to-government negotiations? Should not the First Nations people, in the case of Who Are My People, this is taking place in the Mojave Desert, this would be the Navajo and some other tribes as well, the Southern Paiute for one, should not indigenous people be negotiating directly with the federal government? These are the two governments involved. This transcends all other corporate interests. But now we see playing out right before our eyes is the rather rather should be horrifying anyway, evidence that really it's corporate interests that drive the government, and the government actually has very little role to play in so far as who builds what and where they build it and how much money they make and where that money ultimately winds up. This film is going to be shown at the Clinton Street Theater on April 21st. That's a full moon, and it is also, of course, the day before Earth Day. What a perfect concatenation of events. What a perfect time, what a perfect place. We very likely will have the filmmaker Robert Lundell joining us at the Clinton Street Theater, talk about the making of the film, his own path, his own migration, and where he started and where this film and his passion for making it, his vision for making it, where all of that took him eventually. And I believe we have Robert on the line right now. Good morning, Robert, and welcome back to the KB.
Hi, Chris.
Well, we're so glad to have you join us today. We want to talk about a few political questions, because that's where we are right now. I reached out, got in touch with you again for two reasons. One, we have a date at the Clinton Street Theater, and finally, right, after our own negotiations at this end, I have to say everybody at KBOO, everybody at the Clinton Street Theater has been amazingly helpful in getting this set up, and we couldn't have a better date. On the other hand, right now, right here, we could not have better timing, because as the tragicomedy plays out in Malheur, we can go and look at the film, Who Are My People? And there it is. That's basically the plot of, they say there's no new plots in the world. In the world of theater, well, there's certainly no new plots in the world of politics either. And that's exactly what we're learning right now. Many, many questions. And I want to know more about, in the intro that's written on your website to Who Are My People, corporations are mentioned. I want to ask you a little bit more. I understand that going back to the very beginning of this whole episode, that something called BrightSource was involved with the Ivanpah facility. It turns out that even though Todd Woody, a journalist who has covered this, has covered it extensively, even the redoubtable Mr. Woody has trod carefully around the fact that BrightSource is actually an Israeli company. You wouldn't know it from
He works for the New York Times and Forbes.
Yeah.
So he wasn't exactly going to overturn the dinner table.
Yeah, you want to get APAC in there as well, as bad enough as it is. So on that said, let's talk about the corporations that decided they were going to plant their stake in the Mojave, regardless of indigenous rights. I find it hard to understand how these corporations could be ignorant of treaties. And I mean, when you go in and you obviously some types of environmental impact, and as well as searching the if you buy a house, you've got to do a title search.
Right.
You know, what went wrong here? Tell us a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, just really, the short story is that you're correct that it was a giveaway of private lands. Those lands were administered by the Bureau of Land Management. There were no treaties with
private
tribes.
Private or public? Private or public lands? This was federal
public
land? Public lands.
Yeah, federal,
same as in Malheur. And the Bureau,
In this case, the federal government had the Green Jobs Program in Obama's first couple of years, and they wanted to build solar facilities. They turned out to be very large technologies, right, that ate up 5 square miles of land and everything on them, and then leased those lands to companies, whether foreign or domestic, to build the facilities with the understanding that they got 30% back in cash right off the bat and billions in loan guarantees. So they removed all the investor risk, and they essentially gave away the resource. Goldman Sachs had the first 250 leases. They speculated on the first 250
leases.
Yeah, you know, we've stopped a lot of that. I mean, yes. a lot of it ground to a halt of its own weight also, but it's still going on, and Goldman Sachs was behind it, which was my point. And I think what you were alluding to with Malheur is that unknown agents of change, if you will, you know, have come into the area with a declaration and an agenda. But Chris, who do you think is behind that?
Right. But the thing, too, the difference, of course, here is the amounts of money. In the case of Who Are My People in the Mojave Desert, you have the Wall Street, you have, of course, Goldman Sachs, and the prospect of amazing profits made all because you slap the word green on it. And then huge environmental NGOs say, yeah, we want to, we'll support you. Yeah. We'll give you our imprimatur of credibility. And that way, these pesky, the real activists won't be in our way, nor will First Nations. So
right.
All they did is slap that on there.
The whole green community was duped. You know, and they, like the Obama administration, didn't look deep enough into what was going on. I mean, I've been an environmentalist all my life, and I'm going, hey, where's my friends? You know, and my friends, you know, wanted green energy, and that was about as deep as it went. You know, about green energy that exploits people and gives away public land, and is kind of the wrong way to do it from an engineering standpoint. You know, doesn't really solve the problem. So it was a. You know, like I've said before, you know, you never want to use the F word, and that means fraud, the fraud word. You never want to use that word in a legal or journalistic context. But, you know, think about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were designed to fail, in my opinion. And Ivanpah failed. Ivanpah supported by 40% natural gas from Southwest Gas and El Paso Natural Gas Pipelines.
So Ivanpah is one entity here that we're talking about. Who? What other corporate entities did you come up against in the making of Who Are My People?
Well, the film, you know, started with a lawsuit. I wrote a lawsuit along with Native groups and Native elders and a nonprofit called CARE. And the first large project that would have been very detrimental to Indigenous interests was in our suit was Solar Millennium, which is a German company based in Oakland, and they were the largest solar company in the world at that point. They're now bankrupt. They built outside of project boundaries. They destroyed geoglyphs. We filmed it. We caught them. We had those videos online. They're still online. One is called Solar Millennium Builds Atop Ancient Geoglyphs. We wanted it searchable on the internet. That was part of our strategy. So you search Solar Millennium, you find the video Solar Millennium Builds Atop Ancient Geoglyphs.
Yes.
So it was a little, you know, it was strategic, right?
Okay.
It was how to use the internet to your advantage against corporate interests. And in this case, they were looking for funding, couldn't get it after a while, couldn't meet their deadlines for the cash grants, couldn't get the cash grants. And that's essentially why they went out of business. So all
take
of these
I want listeners to remind us is that you can take a look at this online. You can see the aerial view of these geoglyphs
that are
enormous. And as well, I mean, think about, the for that matter, petroglyphs. But what about that? The Coca-Cola image, which now I guess exists only on T-shirts. But what
well,
was done
there.
In
it's
the Mojave Desert, the desecration of ancient sites. I mean, it's yes, they belong to First Nations, but these are part of a cultural heritage. And the companies Robert's talking about is just like they ran roughshod, literally ran roughshod over these artifacts.
Yeah, sure. Well, we talked about that before, about how the BLM just didn't have the chops, you know, to manage multiple interests. They're a land leasing organization for the federal government. They commonly had leased, you know, oil and gas under Bush and so forth. So they're better at leasing than protecting resources.
And in this case, of course, it's what it comes down to is rolling solar energy. These are different types of solar things. These are they're big tower things. They heat hot water, as I understand it, and the hot water that drives turbines. So these are different technology, but nonetheless, the co-opting, the greenwashing of the whole operation. It was so egregious.
And we wanted to call this broadcast the privatization of the mind.
Yes.
So you have a privatization of public land. You have a whoever the Bundys are and whatever they're representing and whoever's behind them, whoever's paying for their gasoline and supplies, if they're not, whoever gives them favors later, they're making an attempt at inroads into public lands for a purpose. Which is, yes, the BLM oversteps. Yes, the BLM persecutes ranchers and Indians and everybody else. Everybody's got a hard time with the BLM. But where is it going? And what's it all about? And Malheur, as you say, is traditional land. It's a, you know, it's a an oasis. It's a place of food and shelter and sustenance and everything else. It's a beautiful area for, you know, living people.
But now we're about out of time here. If you could just wrap this up, I want to remind people we're talking with Robert Lundahl. He is an activist, environmentalist, and futurist. And he'll be talking more about the privatization of the mind in later episodes of this show. We just want to remind people, though, that Who Are My People will be at the Clinton Street Theater. This is a KBOO-sponsored event, full moon, day before Earth Day, and we're getting up to speed right now on the politics of at the foundation of all that happened out in the Mojave Desert, where we don't see, we don't hear, we don't think about it very much.
Yeah. And the privatization of the mind is what we accept, what we come to accept without questioning more deeply, where we get into a compartment or a department.
We have to go. We have to stop right there. I want to thank you so much.